Welcome to the Sportscast, December 18th, 2023. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all our channels, YouTube, Twitch, X, and Apple Podcasts. You can also listen to us on your smart speaker. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, please leave a rating and review. It will help us out tremendously. We're also on online digital radio. You can also visit our website, thesportscast.net, or you can check out our app, The Sportscast for iOS. This episode is brought to you by victorarocho.com. If you need anything with wealth creation and also improve your family and finances, please visit victorarocho.com. Week 15, but we're going to recap week 15. It was a good weekend. First batch of Saturday games, but we got some breaking news. The Pittsburgh Steelers have coach Mike Tomlin has named Mason Rudolph as their starting quarterback for this weekend versus the Bengals. And join us all the way from Northeast Ohio, Dan Madden. Welcome back to the Sportscast.
Yeah, good to be back.
So we just got some news, Dan, from Pittsburgh. Mike Tomlin, he had Mitch Trubisky starting quarterback this past weekend. Did not do well. He put in Rudolph towards the end of the game and has named him starting quarterback today. Your thoughts and reactions?
Yeah, no, it's comes no surprise. I mean, Rudolph really didn't do that good either, but you know, he had to do something. I mean, there's rumblings. I mean, I live right on the border of Pennsylvania, a lot of Steeler fans, and you know, you talk to different people that, you know, Tomlin's job safe, and others say, you know, they need to make a change. But, you know, how do you get rid of a guy? I think the Steelers fans have just been spoiled for so many years, and, you know, they get a bad year or two and you know, they're wanting to make changes. But, you know, maybe Rudolph can, with the full week to prepare as the starter, can come in and, you know, get some better results.
Yeah, definitely better results. That's the name of the game. They did get rid of their offensive coordinator, Matt Canada, a couple weeks ago. A lot of movement. I think Tomlin's feeling the pressure, Dan. I think if he doesn't turn the ship around, things could go haywire in Pittsburgh. A huge coaching change, which doesn't happen much over there. You know, like their previous coach was Coward, and that was like almost 20 years ago, it feels like. But
yeah, exactly.
Is there pressure on Tomlin?
I think so. I mean, they're so used to winning, you know, and, you know, maybe he's going to have to switch it up. I mean, they've been so keen on the ground and pound and toughness, and the NFL is just changing so much. And, you know, like what Miami did, maybe, you know, they need to get a new identity, you know, just to, you know, be a little quicker and less on the run and, get some different people in there for personnel to be able to run that style offense. So it'll be interesting to see what happens at the end of the year.
You know where I will be looking at. I'll be looking at that San Francisco coaching pool.
Yeah, no, yeah, exactly.
I'll look at the water
boy. Duplicate there, yeah.
Absolutely. Because it's been working out in Miami. It's been working out in Houston. I mean, there's something going on. There's a factory of good knowledge of coaching. Obviously led by Mike Shanahan, which I was actually listening to this morning that he takes a lot of stuff from his dad, Coach Shanahan, who used to coach the Commanders and also the Broncos. So there is possibility for new coaches. Now that like the whole new young vibe is young coaches, Dan. Is that the way to go now, or let's go old school and look at Pete Carroll's?
Yeah, I think you know, that is where teams are going, you know, just trying something new instead of just going with the same old new look. You know, a lot of these older coaches are setting their ways and, you know, GMs are wanting a younger mind that is a little more innovative for the offense, you know, for sure.
And another small coaching change this past weekend kind of came kind of discreetly, kind of under the like the bed, like unlike like the pillows, was Matt Patricia was named the defensive coordinator for the Philadelphia Eagles. He coached the New England Patriots defense last week, a couple weeks ago. Now he's with the Eagles. How about that change?
Yeah, no, I mean, I think you know, Philadelphia needed to make a change. I mean, they've been struggling a little bit on the defensive side of the ball. So they wanted to, you know, make a splash there and try to fix that side of the ball.
Which tonight they played against the Seahawks. So, yeah. And they got to win tonight.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Not to turn the shit. I mean, they have wiggle room. Don't get me wrong. They could lose one or two games and be in the playoffs. But they want that home field advantage. San Francisco's looming. You saw them yesterday. They look pretty good. But anyways, before we get into our recap, anything else before we get into our recap? Or you want to save Joe Flacco to the
yeah, we'll save that. Yeah, it's Victory Monday. I'm feeling good today.
Dan's feeling good. I'm feeling good. Miami is feeling good. Cleveland's feeling good. We're going to recap NFL Week 15. Feels like playoffs, but it isn't yet. Let's start with the Bengals at Minnesota. No, at Cincinnati. And directed the winning drive in overtime in his latest extraordinary performances since taking over for injured Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow is not worried. And the Bengals beat the Vikings 27-24 in Saturday to improve their position in the playoff race. Dan, we could see the Bengals in the playoffs without Joe Burrow.
Yeah, that I thought they were done. You know, a little nervous as a Browns fan, but I tell you what, Jake Browning is just playing lights out. I mean, he's just making big time throws. T. Higgins stepped up in a mighty way. I mean, Jamar Chase went down in this game, and you know, T. Higgins stepped up, and you know, this loss for the Vikings, I mean, it shouldn't have happened. I mean, they should have won that game. I mean, the coach just made some bonehead play calling at the end, trying to tush push. I mean, everybody else just needs to stop with the tush push. Philly's the only team that could do it.
There was a couple of attempts this weekend.
Yeah, two times in a row they had it and went for it with the tush push, third down and fourth down, and controversial a call, you know, that they tried Hail Mary at the end of the half instead of trying to kick a long field goal. Those 3 points could have came up big.
Hail Marys are not your thing, Dan. Nick Mullins threw two interceptions in the red zone. Not good for Nick Mullins. Minnesota is in question marks. Josh Hobbs is the Thurston quarterback. So, anyways, let's go to Indianapolis. They had a huge curse. They have not beaten the Steelers since 2011. Can't believe it. They did it. They broke the curse this weekend. They got in luck. The Steelers were not looking good. Gunther Minshew matches career high with three touchdown passes, Dan. Indianapolis rushed for 170 yards, and the Colts improved their playoff perspective with a 30-13 win over the Steelers.
Yeah, Minshew's been playing great. I mean, he really has. And, you know, the Steelers, you know, their struggles continue on offense. So they're hopefully Mason Rudolph will be able to get them a spark. Not hopefully as a Browns fan, but for Steelers Nation anyway.
Yeah, congratulations for the Colts. Minshew, an impressive game. Lions at the Broncos. What a game. A lot of drama. Broncos are hot. Lions had a two-game losing streak. They defeated the Broncos 42-17. Improved to 10-4 of the year, which is pretty good. Lions quarterback Jared Goff finished the game 24-34 passing with 278 yards and five passing touchdowns. The Lions are back, but not so much with the Broncos.
No, everyone's been saying let Russ cook. Well, he's a little overcooked right now and borderline burnt, so not real good. I tell you though, the Lions look really good. Stafford looked good. And who knows, this could be an interesting with Stafford playing his old team in the first round of
everyone's
playoffs.
Talking about that, Dan.
Yeah, how about that?
I mean, that'd be a good playoff drama storylines.
Yeah, the networks would like it for sure.
NFL will make sure to make that happen. As you see in the graphic, there was an incident towards the end of the game where Sean Payton was yelling at Russell Wilson. No one yells at Russell Wilson. He did it that night. People ask, the press asked Sean Payton, hey, what happened? Hey, it's none of your business. Dan, what happened there, you think?
Yeah, I don't know. Everyone was trying to figure it out. I mean, they called an offensive offside. That seems to be the new thing after the Tony last week. But it looked like the center was over, and maybe he was yelling at the quarterback that he needs to be aware of that. I don't know. But, yeah, he was hot for sure.
Definitely hot. We'll see what happens. The Broncos – are out, not out of the playoffs, but they don't hold their destiny in their hands. They have to win out and hope other teams lose. So, which is not a good position to be in. Let's go to Cleveland. Despite throwing three touchdowns, Joe Flacco led the Cleveland Browns to a second straight win. He also said before the game, he's not retiring. He wants to come back to play next season. Passing for 374 yards and two touchdowns in a 2017 win over the Bears. Dan, the floor is yours.
Yeah, no, the cardiac kids strike again. I mean, it was a dicey first half for Flacco. I mean, he threw for three interceptions, and it was, they couldn't get the run game going at all. I mean, they were just having to drop back and pass. And tell you what, I mean, Flacco really stepped up in the fourth quarter. I mean, he threw for over 200 yards in the fourth quarter and led them to victory, game-winning field goal. And, you know, just when you think it's over, it's not over. As a Cleveland Browns fan, the end of the game, Hail Mary that went through receiver's hands and almost caught it. And, you know, I had to take some heart medicine after that to get.
Do you think Flacco's favorite receiver to pass is David Njoku?
I mean, the one throw, Cooper, I mean, he just threaded that like a needle and ran for a touchdown. And, you know, I'm screaming in the house, and my wife says, quiet, quiet, the kids are sleeping. I said, I don't care. Did you see that? And, she, you know, so, but yeah, it was exciting for sure. And, you know, hopefully we'll see next week. I mean, they got Houston. The question mark is if Stroud's going to play, still in concussion protocol. So that'll be a big showdown next week. If he does play.
Great segue. The Texans won. They beat Tennessee without Stroud, so that's not a good sign for the Browns. Houston's gave themselves a confidence boost winning without Stroud. The Titans, they did not have a good game, but the Texans beat them in overtime by another field goal kicker. Oh, wait, this is the wrong graphic. I'm showing the Rams here. By Fairburn's 50-yard field goal. Texans has some momentum there. Your thoughts over this game?
Yeah, no, I was surprised to see that without Stroud. I thought that they would struggle. But again, kickers seem to be winning a lot of games these last few weeks. So, yeah, it'll be an interesting game next week for sure.
Must win. Houston's okay. Browns need to keep winning because I know your division is pretty tight. So they can't afford to lose against the Texans with or without Stroud. So we'll see what happens. That's a game to look at. That's not a game to look likely. Flacco versus the Texans. All right, let's go to Green Bay. The Buccaneers surged to victory over the Packers 34-20. The Buccaneers defeated the Packers at Lambeau Field 34-20 and improved 7-7. They are tied with the New Orleans Saints, I believe. Baker Mayfield put on a clinic in the frozen tundra. It is cold in December in Green Bay, completing 22 of 28 passing attempts for 381 yards. Four touchdowns and a perfect passer rating of 158.3. Mayfield, Dan, becomes the first visiting quarterback in Lambeau Field history to achieve a perfect passer rating. What's going on with Green Bay and Tampa?
Yeah, Baker woke up feeling fabulous, like he likes to say. I mean, he really lit it up. I mean, he's hitting his receivers in stride and making some big chunk plays. So, yeah, that was a good game for him and a bad game for the Packers. They just couldn't slow him down.
There's something about this Baker Mayfield character. I think he's going to do a good job. Mm-hmm. He's playing for a contract, you know, absolutely. Yep. All right, let's go. Panthers do not want to have one win. They have two wins now. They beat Atlanta, who Atlanta had to win that game to keep their playoff hopes alive. Panthers beat the Falcons 9-7 by a comely field goal kick, 23-yard field goal by Pinero. Low-scoring game, horrible division, part of the worst. Your thoughts?
Yeah, nobody wanted to see this game. I mean, they were selling tickets for $4 a piece, and like 15 minutes before kickoff, I mean, it was literally empty. The weather was a little dicey. I mean, I wouldn't want to go watch this game either in the rains and cold, so... but, yeah, they somehow found a way to sneak it out.
Bryce Young threw for 167 yards. Rookie edge defender Zach Harrison got home for a sack. Looking good. Atlanta has a couple more weeks, but they got to win out, I think. Chiefs at Patriots, the classic game. That's a hard team to score. That's what Mahomes said against the defense of the Patriots. Belichick's still smart. They lost their defensive coordinator, Matt Patricia. But Mahomes was able to pass 305 yards and threw for two touchdown passes of his own to help the defending Super Bowl champion snap a two-game losing streak. Thrilling Chiefs superfan Taylor Swift was at New England, Dan, and all the Swifties in New England with a 27-17 victory. Your thoughts and reactions?
Yeah, so, you know, the Chiefs won the game, but I really do feel it feels like a little bit of a loss to them. I mean, they still have been plagued by drops. Tony had another drop. Even Kelsey had a drop. So there's still problems there. They got the win, but they are playing the Patriots. And, you know, I don't know if you saw the video, but actually Kelsey should get an Academy Award for his flopping. I mean, he literally tried to fake a PI in the end zone. And there's video of Swift, like, going crazy, like, what? That's no flop. But it was clearly a flop. Everyone's going, what? What's he doing right there? And the refs obviously saw it was a flop because they did not call the PI.
Not good, Kelsey. These Chiefs is not the scary Chiefs from a couple years ago. But I've been saying that for a bit already. So are these Chiefs beatable? Yes. But you got to play smart against them either way.
Yeah, no, I mean, they'll hopefully, for them, they'll figure it out. And, you know, they just need to figure out how to catch the ball. And I think even Mahomes is getting frustrated. There's video of him on the sideline. Just, you know, you can read his lips. It's just all these drops. So hopefully for them, they can figure it out.
No Tyreek Hill? No worry. We got Jalen Waddle warming up. Him. Raheem Mostert and Tua Tagovailoa combined for 3 scores. The Dolphins defense posted its first shutout of the season. Oh, it was over against Tennessee. No, the Jets did not come through. 30-0. That was a good comeback win by the Dolphins, who had a terrible loss against Tennessee. Your thoughts and reactions?
Yeah, if you want to get a good bounce back game, you play the Jets right now. But yeah, no, they look good. Tua and Waddle developing a connection there. Tyreek Hill comes back, I mean, you're going to have a Waddle with some more throws with Tua. I mean, that could be a dynamic duo come playoff time for sure. And I think it's safe to say that Rodgers definitely should not come back now, but we'll see what he decides. He's cleared to play. So
he is cleared to play. That was news on Saturday night. So I would say, hey, man, rest up that Achilles tendon because that's very fragile. The Jersey boys won't talk about it, but we will talk about it. The Saints took down the Giants 24-6 to move to 7-7 the year. The Giants opening the score on a 56-yard field goal by Randy Bullock. And the Saints closed out the first quarter with a 7-yard touchdown pass from Derek Carr to Keith Kirkwood. Carr threw for 218 yards and 3 touchdowns. And the Saints sacked Tommy DeVito 7 times, Dan. That's a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, they could not protect him. I mean, and they couldn't run the ball, so they just were able to bring the rush, dare in the pass. I mean, they were stacking the box there, stopping the run, and DeVito just didn't have enough time to get the ball down the field. And Carr had a really good game, solid game for him.
Good job, Derek Carr. Brock Purdy threw 3 touchdown passes, and running back Christian McCaffrey scored 3 times in their win, but Purdy says that McCaffrey should be the MVP, Dan.
Well, Purdy's a humble guy. I mean, that's what I like about him. But I think he's clearly the front runner, Purdy, for what he's been doing. Granted, he does have a good supporting cast, but usually it's always a quarterback. They should just name it the quarterback award anyway. Right? I mean,
McCaffrey had 187 total yards and 3 touchdowns. Deebo Samuel extended his touchdown streak with 2 scores. Even though the score was 45-29, it was kind of close for Arizona, I thought.
Yeah, no, they definitely, made a little closer at times. But, you know, I think just the offensive power that San Fran has right now are going to be tough to beat. And I would say that they're Super Bowl favorites at the moment.
Yeah, I think we have a consensus here at the Sportscast that the San Francisco 49ers are the best team in the NFL right now. I do concur. I just don't. The only thing that will stop them is health, Dan.
Yeah, if they, if, yeah, because that changes. We saw what happened. I mean, the Browns beat them when they were banged up. So, I mean, they if they can't stay healthy, yeah, then it's a new game. Because
I forgot
you take
about
one
that.
Of those players out, you know, they're not the same.
Wow, we'll see. Browns versus Niners in the Super Bowl. I don't know.
Yeah, there you
wishful
go.
Thinking.
Yeah.
Matt Stafford passed for 258 yards and hit Kupp and DeMarcus Robinson for touchdowns. And the Rams hung on for a 28-20 victory over the free-falling Washington Commanders.
Yeah, no, they're free-falling for sure. And, yeah, that they've got all kinds of problems there. So there was no surprise on that win at all.
And guess who was at the game? Magic Johnson, minority owner of the Washington Commanders. So he was there cheering on in his home. Not hometown. I don't think he's from Los Angeles, but he lives there. So, yeah, Commanders have a lot of questions. Capitals and the Wizards are planning to move to Northern Virginia. Washington Commanders could also do that in the future down the road. This game was supposed to be the game of the weekend, and it did not turn out to be. Josh Allen completed 7 of 15 passes for the 94 yards and a touchdown. Dak Prescott went 21 of 34 for 134 yards with an interceptions. And the Bills held the Cowboys to 89 yards rushing. Buffalo allowed just 195 yards of total offense. And sacked Prescott three times. The Bills beat Cowboys 31-10. Dan, you said Cowboys are a fraud.
Yeah, no, I mean, we need to wait to see what they do against good teams in December. And you know, Dak, you know, struggled. They just couldn't put up points. I mean, Cook, the running back for the Bills, I mean, he had a big day. And, you know, the Cowboys, you just can't count on them in the big games in December and January. So they kind of show their face in those moments. Until they start winning these games, we're still going to ask the questions and talk about it. And Dak will probably get all upset about asking the question, but needs to
MVP
prove
Dak.
Us wrong. Yeah.
Anyways, Cowboys do remind me of the Dolphins. They can't beat the good teams. So yeah. A lot of parallels there. But, yeah, which they play in a couple weeks. So we'll see what happens with that matchup. Sunday Night Football, Trevor Lawrence. The Jaguars gave up 251 rushing yards and weren't able to overcome self-inflicted mistakes, leading to a 23-7 loss to the Baltimore Ravens in Week 15 of the 2023 regular season. The Ravens defeat the Jaguars 23-7. Lawrence also got into a concussion protocol overnight, so not looking good for the Jaguars. But the Ravens that you're very familiar with are doing good.
Yeah, no, another team that's free falling is the Jaguars. I mean, they just on a downward spiral. I mean, they too many mistakes. Trevor Lawrence, little banged up now. So I don't see them doing much better the rest of the year. And the Ravens, I mean, they're the team to beat in the AFC North for sure. Probably going to win the division there. But, I think they'll make a good run with their defense for sure in the playoffs.
Yep. Baltimore Ravens are definitely in the top of the AFC. Now the Dolphins that lost against Tennessee. But Ravens do play the Dolphins a few weeks from now. I think Dan's going to root for Miami on that
one. Yes.
But your thoughts, who is the best team in the AFC and who is the best team in the NFC? Your opinion.
Well, I would have to say definitely the NFC, the 49ers. I mean, I think for sure that they just have too many weapons right there. If you ask me now who's the best team in the AFC, I would have to say the Ravens.
Wow.
Yeah. But I really think that you have Patrick Mahomes and these weapons. I think eventually when it comes to I think they're going to be able to figure it out. And I think, you know, they will probably be the best team. I really think it's going to be Kansas City Niners.
Niners Super Bowl. I think in the best team in the NFC is obviously San Francisco 49ers. The AFC, I would say the Baltimore Ravens. They have one you know, good games. I mean, of course, they lost against the Colts, but obviously, I don't know what happened there. Kansas City is definitely a big question mark of what's going on with their wide receiver. And of course, Kelce, they're really dependent on Kelce. And I don't like that when you depend on one player to come through. He almost got knocked out a little bit last night, yesterday. So he's definitely.
And he's just not putting up the numbers, Kelce, that he's accustomed to playing with. I mean, it's, I mean, he had 20 yards received, 25 yards. I mean,
yeah.
Usually, you know, so, I mean, everyone's going to say, oh, you know, his head's not in the right spot. I mean, you're dating Taylor Swift. So, I mean,
yeah. If we were dating her, I guess.
Focuses. Yeah.
I would not be in the right spot either. Give him the benefit of the doubt. Let's look at the teams that have been clinched. A few teams last night. Ravens clinched their playoff spot. Doesn't mean they won the number one seed. They could go finish towards the bottom. The NFC 49ers clinched the NFC West. Eagles clinched a playoff spot even without playing their game tonight. They're going to play tonight against the Seahawks, which we'll get to that prediction. And then Cowboys clinched a playoff spot with losing. So some losing teams yesterday clinched a playoff spot. Quite interesting. Teams who have been eliminated. Oh, sorry. Go ahead. Your thoughts on
that? It is interesting. Yeah, how that plays out.
Teams have been eliminated, Dan. AFC Titans are out. The Jets are out. They've been out. Well, Jets have not made the playoffs in 13 years.
Wow.
That's pretty bad. That's sad. Yeah. Patriots been eliminated. Big question marks on Bill Belichick. And then the Commanders been eliminated. We saw that coming. The Cardinals, who had a good game against the Niners, I thought, eliminated. And the Panthers. Your thoughts over these clinchers and these eliminations?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's a big surprise on, you know, some of the eliminations. I mean, the Cardinals probably the biggest surprise, you know, with Kyler Murray coming back. But you thought that they'd be able to pull some wins. You know, and then the other surprise is the Jets. I mean, you would think coming into the year that they would be in with Rodgers. And obviously that didn't work out too well and just kind of went downward from there. You know, and you would expect the Patriots. I mean, with Bill Belichick, you're just kind of accustomed to them to, you know, win games, and it just hasn't happened.
Yeah, it hasn't happened. Obviously, a lot of these teams were one off. One team that I don't see, Dan, is the Giants. They still have playoff hopes, I believe.
Yeah, no, I mean, we'll see. I don't know. I saw that DeVito got pulled from the game. I haven't heard if that was just to pull him for a spark or if they're going to make a change, or I haven't heard that. So,
I mean, he was sacked 7 times, and I think he went through concussion protocol.
So okay, sure, so maybe he did. Yeah.
He probably, hey, man, let's just rest it up. We lost this one, and you know, let's worry about next week a little bit. And then what should the Browns do? I mean, is destiny in their hands, Dan? Do you have to win out in order to make the playoffs, or they got to win out but also depend on some other losses on some other teams?
No, I think if they win out, they're in. You know, they got Houston, then they who they got? The Bengals is the last game of the year. I mean, that essentially could decide them getting in the playoffs, and with Browning the way he's playing, I mean, that game scares me now. So that'll be a showdown of Ohio right there, the last game of the year.
The Ohio, the Ohio Derby, which I put it in soccer terms. But let's look at the playoff pitcher who's made it. Obviously, we talked about the Ravens. There's 7 available spots. So we got the Niners, Eagles, Cowboys as the division leaders. And these are people in the hunt. AFC got the Dolphins, Chiefs, Jaguars, Browns, Bengals, Colts. And in the NFC, Lions, Bucks, Vikings, and Rams. Oh, Vikings are still in the hunt? Wow. Yeah, 7-7 makes sense. On the bubble, these teams are in the line. They got to win out probably. Got the Texans, the Bills, Steelers, Broncos, Raiders, Chargers, the NFC, New Orleans, Seattle, who play tonight, Atlanta, Green Bay, Giants, Bears. Dan, do any of these teams you think have a shot?
So I would think I think the Packers would have a shot just because, I mean, I think their coach could put them in a position to win. Pretty good defense. If Love can, you know, stay consistent, I think that they could put a string of wins together. you know, I think they would have a shot. And the Broncos, I mean, maybe, you know, just because, you know, Russell Wilson's, you know, he, if he can play like he had been before the last couple games, you know, they I think would have a shot to get in.
I think the Texans for sure have a good shot. They're yeah. that top seed level. Bills, of course, are playing phenomenal football. Yeah. Steelers, I don't think so. Broncos, I don't think so. Raiders, no. Raiders, you guys just got an interim coach. Chargers, no. But I definitely think the Texans and Bills have a shot. Mm-hmm. And then the NFC Saints for sure. The NFC South is interesting because you got a losing record and still make the playoffs. Seahawks, we'll see how they do tonight. They play against the Philadelphia Eagles, probably with no Jalen Hurts. He's dealing with a disease. Atlanta, not good loss yesterday. Packers, not a fan of any of these games. I don't think so. But let's go into tonight's game. As I said before, Jalen Hurts, I think, is questionable for tonight. He might not play. He had a I think he has some type of illness. Not sure if it's COVID or if it's a headache, whatever, but he did not practice most of the week, Dan. Seattle has lost four games in a row, and they need a win because, as you saw from the diagram, they're in the bubble, but they got to win out. Eagles have lost two straight, so they're both coming in with losses coming into this Monday night game. It's in Seattle. I don't know if it's raining, but who you got tonight, Dan?
Yeah, no, I think I know his question mark is Geno Smith playing.
He has a groin.
He hurt a groin. Yeah.
Yeah. He's okay. Questionable for tonight too. Clear. So yeah, good point that you pointed that out.
So we can have two backup quarterbacks going in this game. So that can make it even more interesting. I'm going to go with Philadelphia in this one.
We'll see what happens. I think with Seattle, I think Seattle can win tonight. I think this is their opportunity. Their backup quarterback, and I'm trying to pull up his name because I saw him last week. I'm scrolling down. Google doesn't give me the answer. I should probably go to ChatGPT here. He played for the Broncos. That's all I remember. But anyways, yeah. If I had to go backup quarterback versus backup quarterback, I'll give Seattle the edge. And I'm going to pick Seattle tonight. So that's my pick. You can watch it Monday Night Football. I'll be way able to watch it 8 p.m. 8:20 Eastern on ESPN. Do you watch the Manning cast or you go straight up broadcast?
No, straight up. Yeah.
Okay.
I never really got into the Manning cast. Huh?
It's okay. It's some dry humor sometimes. So yeah. I'm a fan of Manning. I like Pate and Eli was okay, but you know. But anyways, Dan, what is the best way to reach you online to talk to you about the Browns have a chance?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you can read me on X, Danimal2478, or search for me, Dan Madden, on Facebook.
And you can reach us at thesportscast.net, our website, thesportscast.net. Also on X and IG at thesportscast1. And, of course, the show is brought to you by Victor Roach. I play the wrong music. Don't worry. The show's still on. VictorRoacho.com. You can visit him for any of your financial needs. Well, there you have it, Dan. It was a good week 15 tonight. I think it's going to be a good game, even if it's backup versus backup.
Yeah, let's hope so.
Maybe some hot cocoa. Yeah, feels like it's cold everywhere right now.
Exactly. Right. We're getting some snow flurries today. So,
by the way, a show announcement: next week is Christmas, so I don't work on Christmas. I don't think Dan does either. No. But we will not have a show. Yeah. Possibly a show on Wednesday, Dan. So keep that in your calendar if you can.
All right.
Which we'll talk offline, obviously. But anyways, may everyone have a Merry Christmas. Dan, do you have a Christmas message for our audience?
Yeah, just Merry Christmas to everybody. Enjoy your families. Thankful that, we're able to live in a great country and have the freedoms we have. And enjoy everyone that's close to you this year.
I agree. I concur. Mm-hmm. Everyone have a Merry Christmas. I thank God for this holiday. It's great to reflect where Jesus was born and obviously giving gifts to others that you love. And maybe, contact a family member that you haven't, spoken to in a while. Hey, give them a call. Been thinking about you. God bless you, whatever, and things like that. So anyways.
Absolutely.
The Sports Cast. Merry Christmas, guys. Yep. Have a happy Monday.
Yep. Merry Christmas.